Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Joe Yoga Life Diaries. I hope you are all well. I have to be honest, our house has not been the wellest over the last week, and therefore this week we are talking about immune system, and I'm also going to give you a little immune system booster as well, which you can do in just 3 to 5 minutes to clear out any nasty bugs. But yeah, this last week's been a little bit of a poorly one. My son had to go for a COVID test, which, bless him, he was such a little trooper. He got on with it. It wasn't nice. He wasn't well. But he got it done, and luckily it was all good. He came back negative, which is great. But then, of course, I got the cold as well. And so we've all sort of had a little bit of a shake up at home this last week. But we're all on the upside. We're all coming out of it and it's all good. He's back in school and I'm well and it's all good. So I thought that today we would have a little chat about the immune system, because it is so vital and so important for everybody. It always is this time of year anyway, when all the bugs and colds come around. But certainly with COVID, you know, we just want to make sure that our immune system is super, super strong. So to start, I'm just going to go into a little bit of the science of the immune system. I absolutely love science. Being a yoga teacher, it's just, you know, I'm always looking at, well, why does that work and how does that work? And it's just all amazing. I think we are so, it's such a gift for us to be able to live in these incredible bodies, these amazing machines that just work so brilliantly most of the time. But so to begin with then, we get a virus, okay? We get an illness and a bug, and our nervous system senses that there are invaders in the body. There is stuff that's not supposed to be there, okay? So this is why keeping the nervous system is also so, so important, and why Kundalini yoga in particular really works on strengthening the nervous system as we get through this age and this time. So to begin with, the nervous system senses that there are some invaders, and it signifies to the bone marrow to start producing antibodies, or our little army. I remember having this amazing book when I was little called How Your Body Works, and I remember the pictures of the antibodies. They were like little soldiers, and I still think of that now. So the bone marrow gets to work and gets the antibodies out there, and then it uses the blood system and the heart flow to pump these antibodies to the place where the invaders are. So all of this is orchestrated by the amazing brain. But we need to have a healthy heart, healthy blood flow. We need the brain connection to be good to the body. We need it all to be connected to ensure that we have the greatest opportunity to fight these bugs quickly and effectively. So I'm going to give you 5 tips today for keeping the brain function good and for keeping the blood flow, the heart good, so that this can work. And also I'll give you a little Kundalini yoga booster as well at the end. Point number one, sleep. As an adult, we need to be getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Yes, there are those of us, I can manage on 6, I'm fine. Well, do you know what? Your body needs 7 to 8 hours. And if you have been having just 5 to 6 hours sleep for years and years and years, it's going to take a while to get into the habit of having a little bit more. And if it just means going to bed half an hour earlier, you don't have to go to sleep, you can lay there and read and chill, but just start that process of calming, quietening the brain. On my website and other parts, I've got loads and loads and loads of tips on how to get better sleep, to get better quality sleep. And it starts, you know, half an hour before you want to go to bed. You need to be turning the lights down, you need to be trying to get off screens, and you need to be getting your brain ready to be really calming and quietening. So try getting a little bit more sleep every night. 7 to 8 hours is perfect for an adult. So if you're used to getting less than that, start getting more. If you are struggling with getting a quality of sleep, then look at a bedtime practice. I recently have, on my YouTube channel, there is a bedtime yoga sequence, so you can really stretch away and get rid of those, just the stuff that the day puts on you, you know, get rid of that. You can start doing a journal, you can listen to a meditation. I often, if I'm really struggling, if my brain is very, very busy, which some days it is, then I will just put a meditation on and lay down, and it soon, soon quietens the mind and sends you into a peaceful sleep. So, point number one, sleep. Point number two, diet. Yes, you got to eat healthy. We've got to keep our digestive system healthy. And if you know that it's just one of those things that's always been a challenge for you to get enough fruit, to get enough vegetables, you know, you've got to make a conscious effort to do this, to keep yourself really strong and to keep your immune system high and powerful. And I'm not saying we have to change things, everything. You just change small things, small little things every day. Just add an extra vegetables to your dinner. I've started making Buddha bowls a lot because I find them really quick and really simple. And it's literally, I get a bowl and I put some greens in the bottom. So it'll be any kind of like spinach or lettuce or iceberg lettuce or just some sort of leaves. Then I'll put some grains on top, and those packets that you can get from all supermarkets now where you just chuck them in the microwave for a minute, you know, rice or lentils or quinoa, heat up one of those, put that on the leaves. Then I'll put some protein on. So it might be tofu, or it might be some corn, or it might be some avocado or just something. And I'll put that on top, and then maybe some jalapenos because I love my spice, and some nuts. And it's just so quick and so easy. Some hummus, some hot sauce, and I will just eat that. And it's filling. It's got loads of good stuff in it. It's got loads of protein. It's got lots and lots of natural produce as well. And it's just really, really good for you. So there are quick and easy ways for you to get more fruit and veg into your diet, but you do need to keep a really good, you need to keep it healthy, keep it colourful as well. Keep your diet nice and colourful. So lots of sleep, good diet. Now supplements. Supplements are a little bit of a bone of contention for some people. Yes, you don't get as much of the vitamin or mineral from a tablet as you do that you get from the food. Okay, that's a given. Yes, you do urinate out a lot of the tablet. But if you are struggling to get all of the vitamins that you need, if you're struggling to get all of the minerals that you need to keep yourself healthy, then it's going to do you some good, okay? Your body needs it. Even if it only gets a little bit from the tablet, it's more than it would have got had you not have taken that supplement. We always up our vitamin C and zinc, and I always up my calcium and my vitamin D. Vitamin D especially, because I really struggle with SAD, and my mood can drop as it goes dark. We need vitamin D. So I always take those, plus I take collagen and vitamin E as well, but that's more for, you know, female stuff. Supplements, I am not opposed to. Yes, get your vitamins and minerals from your healthy diets, but also when we've got to up it in times of struggle, in times when sleep is difficult or when work is tough and the weather goes bad, then yeah, you need to supplement and get those vitamins and minerals into your system. Point four, some movement. Whatever floats your boat. If you are a yoga bunny like me, which you may well be if you're listening to this podcast, then yep, some love, some yoga, whatever you're feeling into. If you're feeling into some, you know, if you're not very well, restorative yoga obviously is the perfect choice. If you're feeling great and you want something more energetic, we're looking at Ashtanga and Vinyasa flows and power yoga. Hot yoga, I think, is a difficult one at the moment because of COVID. I don't think there's much of it about. But hot yoga is great if your muscles are really achy and sore from being poorly, and you can get to a hot room and have a really lovely, gorgeous stretch out. But whatever movement's good for you, get out and walk or run, dance. You've got to move the body. Okay, I always say in all my classes, healing happens through movement. Our body is not designed to be stagnant and still. It's designed to move and to be healthy, to keep the blood flow healthy, to keep the heart rate healthy. You want to move. So whatever movement looks like for you, then move. So that's sleep, diet, supplements, and movement. And the fifth point, mindset. We've already had a conversation about mindset, I think, in one of my other podcasts about affirmations and how I've been working massively on my mindset this year. It is so, so, so powerful. I can't tell you enough. Your mindset, what you think, governs everything. What you think you'll become and what you think will happen will happen. So mindset. My boyfriends, it's always, well, I'm not going to let it beat me. Whenever I'm poorly, I actually quite relish the idea of just getting a hot water bottle and some tissues and curling up in bed and watching a movie and having a hot chocolate. That's perfect. I love that. I honestly love that opportunity to just sit and snuggle. my boyfriend is a power on. He was like, nope, it's not beating me. I'm working. It's not beating me. And 9 times out of 10, it works. You know, he doesn't get ill very often at all. Neither do I. But, you know, he does power on. He does power through. And that works for him. That's his mindset. My mindset is I'm going to rest for the day and then I'll be fine tomorrow. And that's it. So how you think is really, really, really important. Really try and think about being positive. Turn your feelings to positive. It's okay when you're feeling poorly and you've just got to rest. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But think positive. You know you're going to get better. Know that you're going to have a really lovely, delicious, healthy soup for lunch and you're going to rest and you're going to feel better this evening. Mindset. Keep positive. All over the blogs and websites and things like that, they're saying about how important a positive mindset is to your general well-being. It's not just a woo-woo spiritual thing, it's actually scientific. Your mindset is so powerful. The neurons in your brain, the way they connect to your spine, which then connects to the rest of the body, you control that. That's you that manages all of that. Yes, we can't always fight all the pollution that's around us that causes cancer and things like that, but you have the mindset to deal with something in a way that suits you for your life. So your mindset is super, super powerful. So there's my 5 points for boosting your immune system today. Sleep, diet, supplements, movement, and your mindset. And now I'm going to share with you a Kundalini Yoga immune booster. This is a really lovely, powerful, quick breath practice that we're going to do for 3 minutes today. If you have near you a head covering or anything, pause the podcast and grab a hat or a scarf to cover your head. It just creates a nice bit of pressure around the head, protects your crown chakra, which is, and also because we cause some pressure in the head, sometimes people can get a headache from doing this. So it's nice if you've got a head covering. I actually am doing it without a head covering at the moment. So it's not, you haven't got to do it, but it is advisable. So what you're going to do is just find yourself sitting in a comfortable position and you're going to bring your left hand up by your shoulder, a little bit like, you know, how the brownies and the scouts do their dip, 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 dop, dop, dop thing. You're going to have it by your shoulder, but you're going to be touching the thumb with the ring finger and the other three fingers pointing up towards the ceiling. So that's your third finger and your thumb are touching each other. And it's just up by your shoulders with your elbow down by your ribs. Your right hand is going to come up and block off your right nostril. So your right index finger comes up to your nose and closes, you can hear I've done it, closes your right nostril. And then we're going to focus to the third eye. So you're going to close your eyes, but focus them up to the middle of your forehead. And we're going to be doing breath of fire, which is a powerful breath in and out through the left nostril only for 3 minutes. So close your eyes and off we go. You are familiar with breath of fire and you are able to do the navel pumping, then also do this as well and focus on the navel pumping. Thank you. going. You've got just 1 minute left. So keeping your left hand up by your left shoulder, ring finger touching thumb, right index finger blocking off your right nostril. Focus the eyes up to your third eye chakra. And now take a deep breath, interlace your fingers together with palms facing you, elbows out to the side, lift them to level with the throat, hold your breath and try and pull the hands apart, causing a nice tension around the arms and the shoulders, not letting them pull apart. And then breathe out as soon as you have to. And then breathe in again, hold your breath and try and pull the hands apart. Creates a tension across the back and the shoulders. Breathe out as soon as you have to. And then breathe in again, holding the breath, trying to pull the hands apart. I realize I might be going too quickly. You might be able to hold your breath for longer. Breathe out last time, inhale, hold the breath, pull, try and pull those fingers apart, and breathe out, bring their hands down just to relax, just allow yourself to be still and just let your body absorb the benefits of that practice. Thank you so much for joining me today. Please keep yourself healthy. Lots of sleep, good food, supplements if you need them, lots of movement and work on that mindset. I hope you enjoyed that meditation. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening today. If anything resonated or you feel inspired to, please share, as that is how we spread the healing. To learn more about me, my teachings, or any of the Joe Yoga programs, go to www.joeyogauk.co.uk and I'll see you next time. Bye!